Parshas Kisavoy Beis Tvila Tavshin Ein Vav. In this week's parasha, we meet the Arurim and the Brachos. Oru Haish Asher Sepesul Masecha. And the Gemara tells us, brought down in Rashi, that it will start with a Baruch. Rashi in Pasuk Yud Beis, Baruch Ha'ish Asher Lo Yaseh Pesul Masecha. And then it will say, Oru Ha'ish Asher Yaseh Pesul Masecha. Oru Mashke Yifah Baderech. It says, Baruch. Says Rashi, in Pasuk Chav Dalet, Ra'isi b'yisoidoi sh'Rabbi Moshe HaDarshon. Rashi quotes from Moshe HaDarshon. I was asked, who is Rabbi Moshe HaDarshon? I don't know. But if Rashi looks up to him, it's good enough for me. So Dr. Moshe HaDarshon, Achadasar Arurim Yeshkan. We'll meet all together 11. That's if you don't count. You count, you find 12. It's Rashi Shitasai. The last one is Ora Shalo Yakim as Divra Torah Zois. It's a summary. It's a general oral. Achadasa Arurim Yeshkan. 11 Arurim. Keneged Achadasa Shvatim. It's 11 curses for 11 shvatim. The keneged Shimon loikasav oru. Shimon didn't get an oru. Everyone else got an oru, but not Shimon. Sounds like Shimon is of a higher class. Didn't get an oru. Wow, he's a lucky guy. Continues Rashi. Why didn't Shimon get an oru? Why did everyone else yes get an oru? If Moshe is not planning to bless Shimon before his death. Keshebirech shar shvatim. If you look in Parshas Vezeis Habracha, you'll find all the names there: Reuven, Levi, Yehuda, they're all there. Naphtali, everyone gets his own pasuk. There's no Shimon. Shimon is not mentioned in the brachas of Parshas Zeis Habracha. Sorry? Right. So you're asking why? Okay, that's a good question. I have to deal with that. But the Meisah, that's the Metzias. Shimon is not getting a bracha. Perhaps Levi fixed himself up. He directed his koichos to Kedusha. He's proved himself many times that Levi, Mi Hashem Elai, Hashem Kin Shimon was involved in whole Meisah with Kozi Basur. Whatever reason, the Meisah, Shimon is not going to get a bracha. Therefore, says Rashi, the kach loy rotza lekala loy. Since Shimon is not going to be getting a bracha, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to include them in a klala. The other shvatim are getting brachas. They get klalos. Shimon is not going to get a bracha. He won't get a klala. That's what Rashi says in the name of Rabbi Moshe HaDarshon.
Who's giving the brachas? Hashem?
Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu will eventually give the brachas. Therefore, he doesn't want to include Shimon in the klalos. The other shvatim are going to get brachas. They can get klalos. Hashem can over here. Shimon won't get a bracha. He's not going to be included in the klala. Right. Okay. I think there's a tremendous message we can learn from over here. Brachas go hand in hand with klalas. A person who doesn't get bracha won't get the klala. But bracha that gets misused can be turned into a klala. If you weren't entitled to the bracha, why should he give you a klala? But brachas that are misused can turn into klala. Rashi Nishaya, Perakei Pasukhes, says Rashi, Esrim Mishnayim Ashrei Ne'emar B'Sefer Tehillim. 22 times in the Sefer Tehillim you'll find the word Ashrei, or a chapter that started with Ashrei. Al Mekayimei HaTorah, corresponding to the people who keep the Torah. Ve'esrim v'shnaim hoi Oma Yeshaya. 22 times you'll find Yeshaya prophesizing with starting with hoi, which is lashon of woe, al harishoyim. Rashi over there is contrasting 22 for 22 brachas and ashrays for the people who keep the Torah, and 22 hoys for the people who don't keep the Torah. Again, there's a balance, two sides of the spectrum, the bracha with the klala. Shabbos Kodesh, the great day of Shabbos, Ubirach toy mikol hayomim v'kidash toy mikol hazmanim. When I was interviewed for my to yeshiva, the yeshiva asked me, what's the holiest day of the year? I said, Yom Kippur. He said, do you daven? What? Of course I daven. But do you notice what you say? Try to. And what do you say? What do you say? Lel Shabbos, v'kidash toy mikol hazmanim. Shabbos is more kodesh than Yom Kippur. It's a beautiful, wonderful day, amazing Shabbos kodesh. That's vekus and experience you get on Shabbos. True, it's the best, the biggest. And if you're mechalel Shabbos, what oynish do you get? The worst, skila. Because skila is the most chomer of the Abba Mitzvah is based in the bracha with the klala. Bigger bracha, the bigger klala. It depends if you utilize the bracha. If you use the bracha, it's bracha blishiur. If you misuse the bracha, you get the klala blishiur. And the point is, sorry?
You're
keeping
Yom Kippur
the Shabbos? Sorry? As I was saying, Rosh Hashanah, the Oynesh of Yom Kippur is only Chorus. Don't get Skila, because that's the downside. And the upside, the Shabbos is more Kodesh than Yom Kippur. Kidash to Mikol Azmanim.
So what's the bracha?
The Kedusha. The Kedusha that's there, the greater the Kedusha is, the greater the opportunity, which is, if you use it right, it's wonderful. If you misuse it, it's a greater downfall. You get a bigger oynesh. Opportunity that comes our way, if you don't use the opportunity, it's not just you lost the opportunity, it creates a kitrug. There's an anger. Why didn't you use the opportunity? You know, you don't go back to where you started from, you go down, it's worse. The Chofetz Chaim in the Psicha, in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, in the Psicha to the Essim, Esser Yud Beis, he brings the Gra. The Chofetz Chaim is discussing a person talking Lashon Hara. He says, not only are you punished for Lashon Hara, you're punished for Bittul Torah. Why? Because you could use it, because you, instead of speaking Lashon Hara, you could have spoken to Divrei Torah. Says the Chofetz Chaim, when a person's working, has excuses, he says, listen, I don't have time to learn, I'm so busy working. Okay, that's an excuse. But if you have time to gossip, so you could learn. So not only you punish for the Lashon Hara, but you punish for the Divrei Torah you could have used at that moment, that time you had, you could have used it right. And the Chofetz Chaim brings the Gra, where the Gra says that there's Din v'cheshbain. Din is for the actual aver you did. Cheshbain is the potential that you missed. Because the time you did that aver, you could have used it for a mitzvah. And so you're punished not only for the actual avera, but also for the wasted potential, you're also punished. Bracha and klala. And this applies to where we're holding right now. When Yimei Atshuva, we're a week away from Rosh Hashanah. Doshu b'yaseh karayv, karu b'yaseh karayv. Dirush Hashem b'imatzai, karu b'yaseh karayv. Dirush Hashem b'imatzai is Asar Yomim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. We saw the Yafei Naim says, Fetoyar. He says that karu b'yaseh karayv is the karayv, is the elo. Says the Shaar Tshuva, the beginning of this wonderful sefer, the Shaar Tshuva. Min ha-toiva is asher heiti v'ashem yizbarach im bruov. From the good things, the wonderful things Hashem bestowed us, ki heichilem derech la'alois mitoich pachas ma'aseim. He created, gave us a way to arise from our terrible things we've done and to escape. Beautiful, the concept of tshuva. And for me, the marshal of tshuva is, I'm sure I've said this before, when I was a very, very young, tender Ole Chadash, I just came to Israel, first time in my life. I was as tender as you can imagine. And I was sent to an Israeli school with top Israelis. And there was breakfast served. And I stretched out my hand to take some food, and I knocked over someone's coffee onto his pants. And he screamed at me, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm sorry. Slicha." He looked at me and he screamed at the top of his voice, "My coffee is on my pants, on my trousers. That's what he screamed at me. What can I say? Sorry. There's nothing I can do about it. What's been done has been done. My boy sighed. If chas v'shalom, someone gets knocked over. The driver knocked someone over. Maybe the guy is dead. Maybe the guy lost a leg. You say, "I'm sorry." Well, what's the help? We do a chet. A chet creates a terrible tumor, a reality. It's machriv olamos. And we say, "I'm sorry." Where's the help? This is from the toivas Hashem has done for us. Hashem has given us a concept called tshuva. Yes, you can say sorry and you can fix it up. It's a nes. It's a nes gomu. Hashem has given us, you can do tshuva. You can repent. And it'll be nimchal for you. And sometimes if you really do it well, it could even be a schus for you. It's a tshuva me'avo. It's a chesed Hashem has given us. Gevaldik, huh?
You didn't hurt Hashem. When you run somebody over, you're hurting him. You can't fix that.
Okay, right. And in tshuva we can. Tshuva, Hashem created, we can.
But you're not physically hurting.
How do you know? I mean, we've created reality. There's a reality of Tumah up in Shamayim that we've done. It's a reality. And Hashem still enables us through tshuva that we can take it away.
When you spill the coffee on the right. guy's hand, you did something.
Okay, right. We also by chet we do something. It's a nes. Hashem enables us to overcome that, to raise that. You put the chet through a washing machine, it gets washed away. Anyway, very nice, beautiful thing. Ah, tshuva, gewaltig opportunity. Says the Shari Tshuva, v'da, k'achoyte, k'ashis acher lo shuvi chetoi. And if you delay yourself and don't do tshuva, then where are you holding? Same place? Yichbat olav lo'id, onshei b'chol yoyim. Every day, the oynesh will increase. Ki yotza ketzef olav, who knows that Hashem is angry. He knows you can escape, you have the opportunity of seizing the bracha of tshuva, and you don't. So, the rabbi made things worse. The missed opportunity creates a klala, creates a kitrug. You're not where you were before. Not just with the chet. I have a new chet. Hashem's even more angry with you. And he brings the marshal of the guy who was imprisoned, Kashelistim, who was imprisoned, waiting for trial. And the prisoners dug a hole, and they tunneled out, they all escaped. And one guy just stays there. I don't care, he doesn't recognize as a king, there's a mishpah, he's not afraid, doesn't even bother to leave. It shows it's a chutzpah. So Rabbi Yisai, we just learned a tremendous message. The message is opportunity that comes your way, it's wonderful. If you misuse the opportunity, you don't use it, you're not back to where you were before the opportunity came. You're much further down. You enter. If you don't use the bracha, it turns into klala. If you didn't get the bracha, you wouldn't have the klala. Shimon doesn't have bracha, doesn't get klala. But you get bracha, therefore you're going to get klala if you don't use it right. And the mashal, just to bring this home, we know there's the presidential race, right? They're fighting who's going to be the president. And we know that just before the presidential race, there's going to be a very, very critical debate where the two candidates will get together and they're going to be asked tough questions, and millions and millions of Americans will be watching to see exactly what. How did this candidate answer? Or that candidate respond? And the way they play it out will have tremendous influence, impact on people who may decide to choose. People who haven't decided who to vote for yet, and they'll vote on a candidate based on that presidential debate. Critically important. Probably the most important moment they have. Let's imagine that the same day of this critical, important debate, one of the candidates decides, I need to rest a bit, I need to go to sleep. And he goes to sleep, and he wakes up either when it's all over, or he wakes up 5 minutes before the end, he runs in with his pajamas and a bekitzah. The other candidate was there just speaking against him non-stop because he wasn't there. You could say whatever you want. Mamash, and the whole nation sees the guys in Mamash buckling, sleeping in, doesn't show up. And then you know what happens? The next day is the elections and he loses. The guy loses. Rabbi Yisai, how is he going to feel? I'm such a shite. What are people going to say about him? A shaita gomu. He'll be mocked. People make fun of him. I say that, right? Making fun of me? Why are you making fun of me? You're not president. The millions of people are not presidents. Why are you making fun of me? I'm also not president. Makara. Why are you making fun of me? What are we going to tell him? Huh? Ariel, what are we telling him? Oh, we didn't have a chance. We weren't invited to the debate. So for us, we didn't have the bracha. We didn't have the opportunity, so we're not present. It never came our way. But you were there. You had it. Had you come to the, you didn't go to sleep. You'd be there. You could have won the election. You've been working on it so many years. You've been working on this. So you had the opportunity and you blew it for nothing, for going to sleep. Oh, he's a kitchen, you're a shoiter gomor. The rest of his life, people will say he's the shoiter. He's the shoiter who could have been a president and he wasted it. Aye, that was just the mashal. And the nimshal is very, very simple. We also have opportunities. Here's Elul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close. There's Yimei Ratzon. Rosh Hashanah is around the corner, Rabbi Yisai. Don't go to sleep. Chas v'shalom, go to sleep. All the bracha, all the shefa, all the ratzon, all the kibbutz Hashem, all the pischul, pischuli, all that happening, will not just will we lose the bracha, but chas v'shalom turn into klala. Therefore, Rabbi Yisai, we have to wake up. Uri Yisheinim Mishchaschem. We have to wake up and do tshuva b'zad Hashem. We'll be zeicha to bracha and bracha and bracha and bracha. That's be zeicha for us and our families and kol klal Yisrael. This week's parsha entails Bikurim. Bikurim. You have your land, you have your fields, you have your orchard, and you see the first fig, you see the first pomegranate, you see your first date, you bring it up to Yerushalayim. The Mishnah in Bikurim, Paragimel, describes in great length the whole ceremony that would happen with the Bikurim. The get together, the whole mamad, cities would come to each other. They'd sleep in the streets. Not in the houses, just in the street to sleep. And then go together. Nale, the base kale, we're going to go up to Yerushalayim. They go up together, whole ceremonies. And the all the noblemen will come out and greet them. And the Mishnah describes that they all enter the Beis HaMikdash and Zok the Mishnah, HaCholil Makeh Lifneihem Ad SheMagiyah LaHar HaBayis. This is to be found in Bikurim, Paragimel, Mishnah Dalet. Yigiyu LaHar HaBayis, Afilu Agripas HaMelech Netel HaSal Al Kseifoi. Even when King Agripas were to be there, he was a very powerful king, he would take the basket on his shoulders and himself bring it in. V'nichnas ad shemagia la'azora. And when they arrived at Azora, v'dibru halavim b'shir. The Levim would speak in shir. What would they say? Arimimcho Hashem kidirisoni v'lisimachtoi oivayli. That's what the Mishnah says. As always, good passing in the Rambam. In Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Aloch Yud Gimel, and Perek Dalet, Aloch Yud Zayin. What would the Levim say? Arimim cha Hashem ki didisoni v'lo simach to'i v'ayli. It's very, very bizarre. We're discussing something very undramatic. The fruit tree gave fruit. Do you know how much effort needs to be put into the fruit tree to give fruit? Not much. Ayin Shemitah. Shemitah, you have fruits. Why? How does that happen? They grow by themselves. Once your tree is planted, you don't have to irrigate it. They grow by themselves. It just happens. They produce fruit all the time. Okay, so I pick my fruit, I take it to shrine. Big deal. Are we discussing a victory parade? Makara! This is the 6 day war. Makara! You get some fruit grow and you do it in Yerushalayim. What does it have to do with Oivim? It's a pele ploim. I saw the Mefarshim and Mishnah are very bothered. I could suggest my simple explanation, which is really part of what the Mishnah Rishonah says. Since we're going to say Rami Oivadovi, we describe the dangers the Amis have been through, so we therefore mention Rami Mucha Hashem Kitirisoni Roi Semach Toivali. If I could explain, well, that's what he means. I think the message is Adarabba, here in Yusenis. Adarabba, what's the question? What's the big deal? It's just natural. Trees grow, what do you think is going to happen? Here in Yusenis. We are blinded. We think there's something called nature. We think there's a natural force in the world called nature, that you plant seeds in the ground and come out trees and they produce fruit. It's natural. Oh, it's such a toast. There's no such thing as natural. It's all nes. It's all because Baruch Sha'amar V'Hoya Olam, because that Hashem, that's His wish that should happen. It's a nes tmidi. It happens to be that the nes Hashem makes that continues all the time. We call it nature. It's only because Rotzen Hashem, it's only Baruch Sha'amar V'Hoya Olam. That's the only reason why it happens. It's a ha'gufa. The same when it comes to war. We know, we understand. We can't take it for granted. It's a war that Oivim, we recognize. Siyata Dishmaya, we recognize that it could have been different. You go to war, you never know what's going to happen. We recognize that we daven, we pray, we recognize, help us. So likewise, the fruits, don't take it for granted. Recognize it's a nes. It's just, it's a nes kavua. It's a nes that happens all the time. And therefore, that's when you bring the fruits. We say, Arumim Mucha Hashem Kedidisoni, Vaisimachtoi Vali. You're the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understand, we relate, we connect. It's the same thing, the same entity. It's all the Borei Olam. And that's the message with the Bikurim. Bikurim is all about recognizing, appreciating, HaKadosh HaToiv. That's why it's so appropriate. So yes, connect the other Nisim, the other things that we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connect Him. We appreciate in the fruit. B'zad Hashem, we should only get more and more bracha. At the very end of the parsha, we meet Lo Nosan Hashem Lochem Leiv Lo Das Veinayim Nirois Voznayim Nishmoya Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. Very, very end of this week's parsha, in Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Gimel. Lo Nosan Hashem Lochem Leiv Lo Das Veinayim Nirois Was Naim Ishmoya at Ayim Hazeh. Hashem hadn't given you the heart to know, the eyes to see, the ears to hear till today. Ayin Rashi has the whole explanation that this is what Ayim Hazeh, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Sefer Torah to the Levim. Now I'm still getting to protest, hey, it's all wrong to everyone. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm so happy. And I see you care. I'm so happy to hear this. That's what Rashi says. But the Ibn Ezra says something very cryptic. Says the Ibn Ezra, on the word, Nosan Hashem Lochem Lev Lo Das, Hashem has given you the heart to know, says the Ibn Ezra, Ki mi itai ha'alila harishena. From him comes the first move. How do you translate alila? Alila is mitzvah gever. The first move comes from Hashem. Meaning Hashem, Nosan Hashem Lochem Lev Lo Das. Hashem gives us, starts off by giving us the knowledge. In Tehillim, Perek Chozayin, Pasuk Ches. Does Perek Chozayin ring a bell? Has anyone ever heard of the Tehillim Perek Chozayin? Well, it started with the words of David. Perek Chozayin, what we say every day now, twice a day. The David, and we say with the pasuk, Lecho Omar Libi, Bakshu Ponai. For noi, esponecho Hashem abakesh. What does it mean? Lecho omar libi, says Rashi in Tehillim. Bishvichuscha, bishvilcha. Omar libi, bakshu ponai. For you, bishvichus v'akodesh Baruch Hu. Our heart says, bakshu ponai. Look, seek, pnei Hashem. And so, because Hashem has asked the heart to bakshu ponai, therefore esponecho Hashem avakesh, I will fulfill your wish and I will seek you. We're seeing the first shot, the first power is coming from Hashem. Hashem tells our heart bakshu ponai. This is a siyata dishmaya Hashem sends. Nosan Hashem lochem leiv lo das. Hashem gives us the leif. We have different psukim that give different ideas. Ani l'doidi, l'doidi li, is Elul Rosh Teves. So who makes the first move? Ani l'doidi, then doidi li. Then we learn a different pasuk. Doidi li v'ani loy. Mashma, he's first. We're second. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecho Venashuva. Bring us back and we'll come back. Kol Doidi Doifek Bishuli. Hashem is making the first step. That is, indeed, there's a first step from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bakshu Ponai, L'cho Ma'alibi Bakshu Ponai. But we have to utilize that. We have to utilize that, bring it home. And then we have to open it. Kechutei shamachat. That's our job. After that happens, the recoil will be, Hashem will open it. Kepitzcha she'ulam. So indeed, there's a siyata d'shmaya. There's a kol doidi doife pischuli. We have to tap into that. L'chom alibi bakshu ponai. Hashem says, bakshu ponai, come on. Seek for me, seek me out. It's there, Boisai. Let us use that call. Let us use that and utilize that Siyat Ishmaya. I'll turn to tremendous things. One last point. In this week's parasha, we have Barichus, the Brachos, and the Klolos. Lots of brachas and lots of klolos. And it's kedai to remember the question of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Tes, the Rambam as a Shai is bothered. And he quotes our parasha a lot. We know the schar for mitzvahs is in Olam Haba. The punishment for Averus is in Olam Haba. Chorus. Why is it? The Torah tells us If you do mitzvahs, you get schar. Ba'olam hazeh, the brachas, all arsiyas brachas, abundance of fruits and the shalom, and the klolos also, gashmis dika klolos, oivim and tzaras. How could that be? Because the reward is the reward for olam haba, and the oinish is olam haba. Why is it the brachas and klolos are activated here in olam hazeh? Says the Rambam. You're right. Says the Rambam the following. Im avadatem es Hashem besimcha, our parsha, ushamartem dargoi. If we'll do avadat Hashem besimcha, we'll keep his ways, then mashpeh lechem abrachos, and he'll keep the klalos away. What? For what? Not as a reward of itself. That you should be available. You should have time and abilities to use the Torah. To teach this good chayyim abo. Be tam lachol oilam shakula toiv. So therefore, since you get the brachas won't have to be involved so much in the toils of this world. You won't have to be fighting battles. You won't have to be fighting illnesses. And you'll be available to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. Oh, should be zeicher to the Olam Haba. Because him lo yikne heino chokhmah maisim toivim. If in this world you don't acquire good deeds and chokhmah, ein lo b'mei yizkeh. What are you going to do in the world to come? Shenemar ki ein maise v'cheshboin v'das v'chokhmah b'shoil. The shops are closed over there. There are no malls. You can't order anything up there. V'im azavtem et Hashem, v'liv Hashem v'shagisem v'machol v'mishteh v'znus. If you get involved in the gashmis over here, maybe aleichem kol haklolos eilu. What for? Ad sheyichlu yemeichem bebehola v'pachad, v'roye aleichem leiv ponui v'reguf sholem. You won't have a available heart and a complete body. Lasos and mitzvahs k'dei shetov du michayil amabo. When a person is involved in illness and hunger, it comes out the whole klalos are to make you so busy you won't have time to do mitzvahs, and the brachas are therefore to make you available, you have time to do mitzvahs. It's not a reward for itself, it's not a punishment for itself. A friend of mine pointed it out to me. A person could get bracha and he could turn it into klala. The whole purpose of bracha is you should be available to do mitzvahs. But if you use the bracha and just get sucked into, get more and more busy and busy and busy, and you have no headspace to do mitzvahs anymore, you've turned into klala. That's what klala does. Let's take technology. Technology could be one for bracha. You could download the best speakers of the world. You could download onto your phone. You could hear the best darshanim in the world. You could be traveling to China, business, get your daf. You could tap into your the same shit you are. You could learn gavaldi. Wonderful things to do with technology, gavaldi. But if you allow the technology to take your life over, and you can't even sit 5 minutes in the shir without texting, receiving 25 texts and sending back, you can't even daven like a mensch because you're getting all these messages and you're busy. If you let the technology override your life, and you have no time to think, you're all the time oyster, you can also you're busy and busy and busy. You have no time to learn, no time to improve yourself. You're just so busy. You've made the bracha into klala. Dos heis klala. Klala is that you'll be so busy you won't have time to do avodas Hashem. It may not be a klala of war and battle and illness, but you've allowed the bracha to turn into klala. Both say, everyone's himself. It's worthwhile thinking these days, and let me use the bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me. I mustn't let it turn into klala. Hashem gives me health, so I could use the health to do mitzvahs and do chesed and gewaldiger things. Or I could use my health to start running marathons and marathons, get sucked into in sports and take up my life. It comes into my life. It's all I do all day. What you need to do for health, Sadhguru Gamor, but what's beyond that? If that becomes your life, and because you're so into the sports, you don't have time to learn anymore, and you're training for another race, and you're cycling, and Dor Sahin, you're so busy, you have no time to be Kavetim Natara. So you've made the bracha into Klala. Because that's what Klala is. Klala is there, so you won't have time to prepare yourself for the world to come. Dor hates Klala. Bracha is, you have an abundance and ability to be there for Avodas Hashem. Let us be careful, everyone, to analyze his own bracha and make sure the Chas V'Shalom, it shouldn't turn into Klala. Shakoyach, have a good Shabbos.